Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A story earlier this week with the Israeli attack on the hospital in Gaza has done a significant amount of damage, I think, to Israel's PR. But the reality is that with or without it, there doesn't seem to be very, very ethical and real reporting on many of these stories. Our guest today is Gil Hoffman. He's the Executive Director of Honest Reporting and seasoned Israeli-American correspondent. So he's raised concerns that media coverage of the hospital strike in Gaza with the death of five journalists has overlooked key facts. Gil, welcome. Thank you for joining us once again. So Honest Reporting has argued that many of the outlets have ignored the IDF explanation. What was the explanation? What happened in the strike?
So first of all, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
From Jerusalem. I want to apologize for the shofar you hear in the background.
Oh, that's wonderful. Our listeners would only be too happy to hear the shofar in the background.
Okay, so the IDF killed terrorists in this operation. And there also were cameras there of Hamas that were spying on the IDF. And what they said was that it was a mistake to use the weapons that they used, and that the chain of command of who needed to approve such an operation wasn't followed properly. And for that, they apologized. But they didn't apologize for killing the six terrorists, and they have made very clear that this hospital was used very much as a base operations for Hamas. That it wasn't functioning, that part of the hospital, as a hospital. We even saw Ilana Gruchevsky, the hostage, speak at the United Nations about how that's where she was taken as a hostage.
Right. So we know this, that there has been a long history of Hamas using hospitals. Tal Shoham, the hostage, speaks about the fact that he was transferred from an apartment where he was being held to the tunnels in an ambulance. But somehow that type of information doesn't really filter through, and we still see, Israel bombs hospitals, Israel bombs schools over and over again, as though there is absolutely no knowledge or interest in what has been happening at these hospitals and schools. Is this a deliberate campaign?
We need the world to know the way Hamas operates, because this is a different war than there's ever been before. There's never been a terrorist army that embedded it so much inside a population, putting its own people at risk and not caring at all. And that's why this war is taking so long, because Israel has been so careful in trying to avoid civilian harm, both to ordinary Gazans and to its own people who are being held underground, in some cases under tunnels and under different civilian sites. So it's just a message that needs to get out there, and perhaps hasn't effectively.
Well, that's what we call it's content framing, and we can see that it isn't really being done. And that's the question I keep wondering, is even looking at the South African context, which I don't expect you to be an expert on, but is on a large part from what you're observing, is this ideological, or is this just following a narrative of the media everywhere else around the world?
Hamas has succeeded in persuading the world that its false narrative is true. Now, they didn't defeat us militarily. They're having more success on the narrative battlefield, and it's scary because wars end. But as you see from South Africa, if you get a bad reputation, it's very hard to get rid of it.
Right.
And that's what they've tried to do to us. And so there's going to be a stark contrast here. Howard, the moment the war ends, and President Trump said it would be 3 weeks when the war ends. Did Israel become an international pariah like apartheid South Africa in this war? Or did it save the world from genocidal terrorists and Islamic fundamentalist nuclear bomb? If the world continues to believe the former, terrorism will increase around the world and the world will get more unsafe. And if the world knows the truth, then the Abraham Accords are going to expand. The Israeli economy will come back in a post-war economic boom. Terrorism will decrease around the world and the world will become a safer place. It's that serious.
The reality is that throughout Israel's history and through every single war, the Israel has had to endure this type of media attack. The difference here is that this is the longest war in Israel's history, meaning that this reputational impact has been for a longer period. It will be fascinating to see if Israel reverts back or if damage has been done to the extent that they won't be able to. And the problem is, the concern is, if we haven't had an honest media during the war, on what basis do we think that there might be more truth reported afterwards? That obviously is a concern.
That's the million-dollar question. That's why media watchdogs like Honest Reporting need to exist, to hold the media accountable with the help of ordinary people around the world, including in South Africa, including your listeners, who, when they see things that are wrong, send them into action at honestreporting.com. Follow us on your social media platforms, especially Instagram, where we've done amazing work during this war, and spread the truth, because every little thing, every little person can impact this narrative, and then consequences cannot be more significant.
Absolutely right. Gil Hoffman, thank you as always. Thanks for joining us and ensuring accurate, nuanced media coverage exists, especially in the fog of war.